Good morning, everyone. This is Sally. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you're going to have an awesome day and a great week ahead. These are challenging times. With the uncertainty caused by COVID-19, the economy slowing down, folks are not sure about the future and what is going to happen. Some people have got sick. Some others have lost their jobs, while still others are stuck in their houses with their families and kids and spouses with them 24/7. While that can be a good thing, in the beginning, it can and definitely has also caused additional strain on folks, and isolation doesn't help either. So what can we do to have that healthy balance? Well, one, and most importantly, is to focus on the controllables. Control the controllables. We do not have any control over what is going to happen in the future, about the economy, when things are going to get back to normal, even if something like that exists, what the new normal is going to look like, what is going to happen to the economic climate, etc., etc. We have no control over that. So it would be foolish to try to predict or anticipate what happens. What we do, however, have control is our reaction to the change. What we do have control over is our mindset, our perspective, and how we interpret the pain and the trials and the tribulations that we go through. We can look at the glass as half empty or half full. That is what we have control over. How do we react to the situation? Do we let the situation control us, or do we get ahead of the situation and do the best that we can in the situation that we find ourselves in? In trying times like this, a healthy balance of gratitude, thankfulness, realism, and practicality is critical. I always tell my team, don't try to be a perfectionist. Progress is more important than perfection. 80% is good enough. We don't have to try to get to 100%. Because to try to get to 100%, the extra effort that you will put in will cause you to not meet timelines and project deadlines, and will invariably result in missed objectives and cost and price overruns. The other thing to be very protective of is your time. You have a lot of time. What are you doing with it? Are you putting it to productive use, or are you using it to just sit around doing nothing and binge watching? This time is something that we're never going to get back. So we need to make a decision how we're going to use the time. My suggestion is use it productively. Learn new skills, get better at your craft, practice more, pick up an extra hobby, read, pray, listen to God's word, have the faith, reach out to other folks, help others. When you help others, not only does it help them, but it helps you as well. You cannot have gratitude and anxiety coexist at the same time. It's impossible. So if you want to get rid of your anxiety, focus on the things you're grateful for, and the anxiety will go away. The other thing is, prioritize. Be protective of your time. You have to say no to certain things to make room for the important things. If everything is a priority, then nothing is a priority. So please be very careful about where you're investing your time. There is a difference between what is urgent and what is important. If you're spending 80% of your time burning fires and focusing on the urgent, you have only 20% left to devote to what is important. The ratio should be other way around. You should be spending 80% of your time on what is important and 20% on what is urgent. When you say no to certain things, you are creating space and making space to say yes to the desired and important things. The same is about your emotional cup. You have to let go of the past. You have to let go of the old to make way for the new. If you do not empty out the emotional cup, it starts to get full and then it explodes and spills over. You have to make way for the new by letting go of the old. That holds true for hurts, habits, hang-ups, failed relationships, as well as old situations that you need to let go of. If you're working very hard to try and convince somebody why you are valuable to them, then they are the wrong person for you. You should not have to work that hard and try to sell somebody on why you're the right person for them. The moment you catch yourself doing that, stop and take a step back and really evaluate, is that necessary? A person should value you based on your actions and how you care for them and what you've done for them. You shouldn't have to sell the person on that. So again, have confidence in yourself. Have faith. Keep the faith. Nothing lasts forever. This is a storm, but the storm will pass. And once the storm passes, there will be clear weather and sunshine and bright blue skies on the other side. The other side will happen. It will come, just as it comes every time after the storm. So please hang in there, keep your chin up, and keep moving forward one step at a time. Take action. Action is critical. The best intentions without action mean nothing. Focus on the other person. Put yourself second. Be a leader. If you want to be a leader, be a servant first. If you want to be first, be last. Put the other person's interest first. Focus on helping them solve their problems, and everything else will take care of itself. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this message useful. This is Sal Selly. Until next time, stay positive, stay healthy, and stay strong. Thanks.